Blog Talk Radio.
Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. Good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. So it's crazy, amazing, we can turn our hearts to the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable, hope can live or die. So speak life.
Speak life. In every encounter, speak life. No matter what's going on, speak life. Speak life to your people. Hallelujah.
You made the rain, so when it falls on me, should I complain? Or feel you calling me, it's all on me to stay. And really catch what you show, it's my roots that you're growing, cause life is more than this moment.
You are the light, so when the darkest fall, the greatest heights, they never see you talk about it all, you're right. It's my roots that you're growing, don't want to miss what you're showing.
Ain't no doubt about you, every day that I go.
Show up here where I go.
Truth is the captain free. The only king the devil chose to leave.
They keep trying to make your glory fade, but I ain't really sweating what they say.
No doubt about you, everywhere that I go, you keep showing up. You make me wanna shout it. Oh, the good that is in my life, you my truth. They make up. You keep showing up, so do. Ain't no doubt about this. You are the good in my life.
You're the good and the bad and the ugly. I can still see the sunshine above me. Lord, I love all the ways that you love me. You're the good, you're the good, you're the goodness.
The good and the bad and the ugly. I can still feel the sunshine above me. But I love all the ways that you love me. You're the good, you're the good, you're the good.
Brothers and sisters, we should always bless the Lord with everything we have within us. That first song was about speaking life. Speak life into somebody today. Speak love into somebody. Speak hope into somebody. Let them know it ain't over. It ain't over. God's word into somebody. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and people in Christ Jesus. I'm really happy to have each and every one of you all. I understand you could be doing some other stuff right now, but you chose to come on the broadcast, and we thank you for it. We're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, he should get us going this week with a word of prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for both of those selections. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Philippians, the 4th chapter, and verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And I'd just like to read that also out of the New Living Translation. It said, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're thanking you, Father God, for each and every one that took the time out to call in today to be a part of our Bible study. We're thanking you for those who are listening by internet, Father God. And Lord, we give you praise today, for you are worthy to be praised. You are good all the time. And Lord, we just ask that you will continue to have your way in our lives. Continue to touch our pastor as he teaches the word of God, being led by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against him or the listeners or those that participate. We give you praise, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Be with each and every one who have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. You know their hearts and their heart's desire. You know what they're going through. You know what they stand in need of, Father God. We ask that you will bless them, Father God, that they will have a testimony for you. Be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. Be with those who are bereaved, those who are going through. And Lord, we ask that you will be with them, comfort their hearts, strengthen them where they are weak, Father God, and heal them. For you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. Doesn't matter what we're going through, we're going to stand on the word of God. We're going to believe you. And we, as the word says, by your stripes we're healed. And you'll keep us in perfect peace. So let us not dwell on things that are negative, but be positive and trust God. And open up our hearts and our mind to receive the word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bill. Heartfelt prayer and profound as it would be. And we're going to continue to keep Pastor Deutsch and his family lifted. For those that might want to know, the homegoing service will be tomorrow at 12, I understand, and the viewing will be at 11, if I'm understanding it correctly. I'll get Pastor to make sure I'm on the right page. Is that right, Pastor?
That's right, Pastor.
And the name of the church is called?
Wooster Avenue, Church of God in Christ.
Wooster Avenue, Church of God in Christ in Akron, Ohio. And
yes,
that's probably on Wooster Avenue, come to think about
yes,
it.
Yeah, but they changed the name to Van Odom, but yes, it's still Wooster as we know.
Okay. So those that are interested, I'll go and pay you respect. If you're in the area. Okay, today, this week, as we're led, we're going to be talking about a better Christ, has a better law. In other words, we're just going to talk about better, better, better. Everything is better with Christ. You all know that, huh?
Amen.
And I want to tell you, because he's better than angels. Better than the prophets. Christ is better than the prophets, the angels, Moses, Joshua, the high priest, Melchizedek, Abraham, the old covenant, faith.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he's better than your parents. How about that one, huh? So we're going to talk about how much more better he is. We're going to talk about a few scriptures on that. But right now we're going to go ahead on and give us a foundational scripture. I have some scriptures in mind. So I'm just going to allow the Lord to just use me as he see fit. And right now he's telling me before I really just hone down on the said foundational scripture, I want to tell you all what better really means. It means better is better than good. When you think of better, think of improvement. It's greater. When you think of better, I want you to think of improvement. I want you to think that, you know, it's a jewel. You know, it's better, man. It's a high grade. Mm-hmm. It's special. You know, so when you think better, think of exceptional.
Mm.
Think
All right.
of fabulous. Think of something excellent. The Bible says he had a more excellent ministry.
Mm.
Can you say amen to that one?
Amen. Yes, we can.
Well, I guess I need to go and show you what it said over there in the Hebrew. I want you to know, man, you know, with Christ's ministry, it's a more excellent ministry. And, as Pastor, I'm just today list some stuff and get you all to kind of go. The Bible says, and we'll start first with his name. His name is better. In Psalms 8, these are not necessarily foundational scriptures, I want you to see is better. It's excellent. It doesn't get any better than excellent. It's not add, take away. In Psalms 8, I think it's about the first verse. Read that, Pastor, please.
Okay, Pastor. Psalms 8 and verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Amen.
Excellent. When I think about Psalm 8 and 9 say the same thing. Psalm 8 and 1 say the same thing. Psalm 16 and 3 says the same thing. I just want you to know it's better. Now, with that being said, we have a better covenant.
Amen.
It's better. When you understand what the word better means, you want to be better. You want a better covenant.
Yes.
Yes, you do. You want a better covenant. Because the reason you want a better covenant, you have to think about the word, man. It's finer than fine.
Right,
it's finer
man.
Than fabulous. It's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding. So I want you to think about these words, because as we go this week, that's going to become very important. I mean, when you think about better, it's grand.
Yes.
That's why, when I think about how spectacular, how splendid this is, this or what the word means, you know, it's like top notch. Don't get any better.
Okay.
Wonderful. See?
Mm.
One that surpasses all. You know, top of the line, tip top. You know?
Mm. All right.
Excellent. It's premium. It's prime. When you think about the word better, you get a prime reel.
All right.
I want y'all to kind of see this word, because as we go through these scriptures and you begin to understand why we have a better law, Christ is a better law, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, you'd rather live up on the because it has set you free from the law of sin and death. Having the law of Christ is better, man. So that's one of the things that we want to talk about this week. There's a couple other parts to this, but as we go, we have a better righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Our righteousness is by faith in Christ. When I think about Romans 7 and 12, we'll read that. I'm going to show you. They have a good covenant, but Hebrews 7:22 and Hebrews 8:6 said we have a better one. So let's look at that. Let's look at Romans 7, 7 and 12. And the reason I'm showing you this is because I want you to know they have a good covenant. Better than good. Nick, can't say that one more time, Pastor. Better is better than good.
Yeah. All right.
So Hebrews, I let it read them first. Romans 7 and 12.
For the law is holy, and the commandments holy, and just, and good. Amen.
That's a commandment. Those are the ones Christ abolished. He abolished good stuff. What are you trying to get Adam to do? Don't eat of it, Adam. You don't need it. Oh, but his wife said it was good. Care about it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to obey Christ's voice. Better.
Yeah.
Now, over in Hebrews, because I want you to see this, Hebrews 7. 22. I should make Hebrews 8, you see. I think I'll go there too.
Okay.
How that Hebrews, read, guys?
Okay, Hebrews 7:22. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. Amen.
Better testament. Better covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that this week. See, to understand the better, you got to know what the other one was. Can you say amen to that one?
Amen. Yeah.
And that was mm-hmm. Hebrews 8 and 6, Pastor.
Okay, Hebrews 8 and 6. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Amen.
No, not better promises.
Yeah, amen.
That's going to be that's going to be one of the star verses right there.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the star of the show. You got a better covenant, man, built on better promises, far better.
Yeah.
So now you think about this word better, and all this stuff come to light, man.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Matter of fact, the Bible says in Hebrews 1 and 4, being made so much, I like that word, so much better. When you say so much better, you can't even explain it. So that's why you say so much better than angels. So you could say 10 right. times, 20 times, but it's so much better. You don't even have a number for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he inherited a more excellent name than they.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Listen, brothers and sisters, we have a better, I'm going to let Pastor read Hebrews 7 and 7, maybe 7 and 19 too, but definitely 7 and 7, why I tell you this, we have a better salvation. Well, oh, we do? Yeah, because there's other salvation, but this one is better being in Christ. Better.
Mm-hmm.
I have to see it like that. There wouldn't be no need to use the word better if it wasn't anything to compare it to. You got to have to compare it to. That's what makes it better.
Amen.
Time out. When you see the word better, understand that it's better to compare it to something.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have something better if you don't have nothing to compare it to.
All right.
See, they're like, we got a better tabernacle.
Uh-huh.
Well, what are you comparing to? You compare it to the building. We got a better tabernacle. How I know? God pitched it and not man. Preach, I'm trying to do the best.
Hallelujah.
See, the one we got is made out of stuff your eyes can't see. Your hands can't touch. Your ears mm-hmm. can't hear.
Better.
All right.
Yeah.
So you remember the story of the three little pigs, right? Where that golden lie? The wolf came and said, I'm going to blow your house down.
The three pigs, uh-huh.
Three pigs. You know, mm-hmm. y'all, they took off and went out, they ate their porridge or whatever. They was waiting for it to cool down. I don't know the little story, but anyway. So when the bad wolf came, he blew down the first one because it was made out of straw. I forget what the next one made out of, maybe wood or something. But the third one was better because it was made out of brick. It was better.
Yeah.
So the only reason it's better is to have something to compare it to. I want you all to remember that. It's better.
Yeah. Amen.
Better is better than less. But in Hebrews 7, that's what I asked you to read, Pastor, 7 and 7.
Yes, Pastor. Hebrews 7.
Okay, can you please read that? Uh-huh.
All right. Hebrews 7 and 7. and without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Amen.
Yeah. It's better.
Amen.
And you over there, going down the street to verses 19 and see what that.
Okay. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. Amen.
Baby, you got another Bible you can read that out of, Pastor.
Yes, from the new.
When you get to verse 22, people going to have to understand this. They're going to have to see it from a different light. You'll never understand if 8 and 6 that talks about having a better ministry. Because that's what I'm talking about. Christ's ministry is better. It's excellent.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Even because of mediator. See, you know how to poke between man and God? But this is better. You got Christ representing you. You don't have
to
be a preacher. You got Christ representing you. I'm sure that in the book, 8 chapter 6 verse. But right now we're going to look at 7 and 22.
Okay. 7 and 22.
But wait a minute. Did I say 7 and 19? What did I say?
7 and
19. 19. Yeah.
Yeah. And you wanted me to read that out of New Living Translation, Pastor?
Please.
Okay. Hebrews 7 and
19.
Thank you, Pastor.
Not great.
For the law never made anything perfect, but now we have confidence in a better hope through which we draw near to God. Amen.
Yeah. See, law couldn't make you perfect, but being in Christ, you can become perfect. At least you got better hope. They had no hope. They was without hope, Paul said in Ephesians. They was without hope. But at least we have better hope now than they ever had before in life.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And the 22nd verse says what, Pastor?
22nd verse says, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, do I need to tell you that means guaranteed? Surety?
That's what it
means. That means guaranteed. Do you know what that means when you say guarantee? It ain't turning on. Come on, I'm going to give you a new one. Guarantee. Mm-hmm. If it don't work, we'll take it back.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Mm-hmm. Surety.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm going to have a better service, better worship. You got a better name. A lot of people use the name of Christ, and they're not in Christ. And it's okay, because Jesus said they're going to do that. And it's okay. Let them use it. The Lord come. He said, don't worry about letting them use it. Because they ain't in me. They're doing it for their own good. Because there's going to come a day they're going to say unto me, Lord, Lord, did I not cast out what was in your name? Jesus going to say, that's what you said. That ain't what I said. You did it, but your work was iniquity. See, a lot of folks don't know. They're getting their rewards right now. Preachers preaching for money, you got your reward when you got your salary. People who preaching for a better world, better globe or whatever, you getting yours. But how about this? How about people who trying to get their eternal life? You only reap what you sow, man.
Yeah.
If you sow righteousness, sorry, you got to have righteousness. You're going to have righteousness if you sow into it. If you don't sow into it, look for it.
Amen.
Is that right, Pastor?
That's right, Pastor.
Galatians 6:7 said, don't be deceived. Now, for God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, it's better, man. It's better for you to know the right, the way of righteousness. A lot of people don't know the way of righteousness.
Yeah,
he said better
right.
for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
One other thing I want to say, these are going to be some of the things that we're going to talk about, especially a better covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Because with this, we have a better high priest.
Yes.
Because we have a better tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you guys feel it out there. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you are in Christ, you got a better living situation.
Ooh, say that. Amen.
You're in a live bird now.
Mm-hmm.
You're no longer in bondage, but you are free. You know what? Because you live by faith. You don't live by your works. Let me tell you what. Y'all believe this or not. Most folks attend a building, they live in by works.
Mm.
I want you to think about that now, because I had something they didn't like me saying it. But that's right, because they feel like, hey, they got to do this, they got to do that in order to be acknowledged by God. Man, God ain't acknowledging and seeing you. The best God can do is see you through Christ. Other than that, he don't even see you. Because seeing is seeing as far as God is concerned. That's why it's so much better to be in Christ, because Christ can forgive you. His blood heal you. See, that's what we got to get to the understanding, that everybody saying to them, Lord, Lord, don't mean it. And they're not serious. Everybody ain't serious.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There's people who've gotten married, and they weren't serious about their marriage. There's people who've had children. They weren't serious about being parents.
Have mercy.
They weren't serious about it. There's people who've gotten jobs, and they weren't serious about it. Did they get it? Yes. Were they working? Yes. Did they have babies? Yes. But were they serious? No. Everybody serious about God? Don't you fool yourself, because they said, Lord, Lord, do not be misled. No reason Christ abolished the Sabbath. Them folk weren't serious. Everybody ain't serious. I'm not saying they're not serious. Everybody comes in the name of the Lord don't mean. But anyway, this is what we take the time to anyone have any comments, whatever. We take time to let you make comments. And that's where we're at right now. So, so Pastor,
yes,
you have anything first.
Yes, I would like to read Hebrews 7 and 22 from the Message Bible. It said, this makes Jesus the guarantee of a far better way between us and God, one that really works, a new covenant. Amen.
No, not the one that really works.
Mm-hmm. Yep, one that really works. Amen.
See, now when you say it like that, Pastor, I take it meaning that... the other one didn't work.
Right. Amen.
See, you got to hear it. I heard that in there. I heard in there where this is so much better. This one really worked. The other watch I had, it wasn't working that well. My hand's still on 12:25, and here is 12:35. And it's on. So this is better. Give me the better one. Give me the better watch.
Yeah.
No, this one ain't working.
Yeah.
I just want you to see why you need to have the better.
Mm-hmm.
Better cup.
Amen. Yeah.
I want you to say you got a better God. Because there's a God of this world that a lot of people serve, and they don't know there's a better God.
Come on now. Say that.
There's a better one.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
and
thank
also,
you, Pastor, for reading that. That was out of where I am? Out of the Living Word?
The Message Bible.
Okay, can you give me which one you did?
The Message Bible, Pastor.
Okay, was that Hebrews 7:22?
Yeah, that was Hebrews 7:22.
Okay, at the Messenger Bible.
Yes, and I also like to...
go ahead.
I'd also like to read Hebrew 8 and 6 from the Message Bible. It says, but Jesus' priestly work far surpasses what these other priests do, since he's working from a far better plan. If the first plan, the old covenant, had worked out, a second wouldn't have been needed. Amen.
That's going to be the star. That's going to be the star right there. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't care what scripture you use. Believe me, at the end of the day, when we come back to Hebrews 8 and 6, you're going to see mm-hmm. what a better plan it is.
Yeah. Amen.
He scrapped the old one, man. He got rid mm-hmm. he demolished it. He got rid of it.
Keep
going back to that word, but listen, brothers and sisters, this let me tell you what. It's superior. The one mm-hmm. we got now is superior.
Yes,
well,
it is.
Well, Pastor, I got how you know you got it? I'm practicing it.
Mm-hmm.
With Christ, brothers and sisters, see, Christ has a ministry. Just like they'll say World Changes ministry or Paul ministry. Christ has a ministry, and it's far better than all these ministries.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Why? Because God found fault in it, man.
Mm.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Georgia sometimes. You got shed of it, man. You got shed of it.
Praise God. Yeah,
that just did something for me. That's my little part, brothers and sisters. They got shed of it. Man, where's that
Amen.
Old dog? He got shed of it, man. You know. It's just clarity for me.
Praise God.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Listen, because we're going to wait, maybe we'll probably end up making, I'll just wait till the Lord just direct, but one of these scriptures are going to be so much better than the other for this moment to share light on the subject. All the scriptures are good for profitable
mm-hmm.
for doctrine. This one is better for this situation. That's why we have to rightly divide the word of truth.
Mm-hmm.
If you can rightly do it, you can wrongly do it. So do it right. You want to see this, what better really is.
Yeah. That's right. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
If nothing else, if no one else, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at night.